sanctification. Because you can't live in the light and the dark. That's the gray zone. That makes gray. Too many Christians are grayed out. They have no power. They have no joy. They have no impact. He saw that the light. Colossians 1. He delivered us from darkness and entered us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. There is no darkness in us. You see it? Sanctified. Redemption means brought back to original value. Yeah. Through Christ, you're back in the garden before they ate the tree. Just get that. I won't go there too long, but I would like to. But redemption is something in my spirit as big as anything. Redemption means I've returned you back to original value as if you've never sinned. Do you realize right now I'm standing before the Lord and I'm not a sinner? It's as if I've never sinned to God. God has washed it into the sea of forgetfulness. Do you know, in my heart, I have no permission to sin because my heart's been changed. I'm not looking to how to sin and get away with it. I'm thanking God I found a way to be free from it through Jesus Christ. John writes, I write these things to you, little children, that you do not sin. But, if you do, let your pure heart turn you back to God. You have an advocate at the right hand of the Father, Jesus, the righteous. Father, I know that's not even me. That's not even in my heart. I see what I just said. I see what I just did, but I'm not even thinking that stuff. I have no willfulness in me. God, I yield to you and receive your love and your mercy and your grace. And I thank you. We're right on track and we're running together. Thank you for making me wiser. Thank you for making me stronger. I despise sin. I love you, Lord. That's how you handle it when you mess up. Now, where you get yourself in trouble is when you think about messing up and know you shouldn't, and you mess up anyway. Then you put your conscience through hell.
That's right.
Because where do you find repentance? Because you knew you wanted to do that, and now you've just put your heart in question and you violated your purity. And now you're in a war with your conscience. Abstain from evil. Flee your youthful lusts.
Yeah, that's
right. It's a trap. It's the snake in the tree of your righteousness saying, go ahead, just eat the tree. It's okay. God knows. God will forgive you. God loves you anyway, man. And it's a trap because you think, yeah, he does. Yeah, I hear it every Sunday. But see, it's not that God's love changes. God will always love you. God loving me. Some people get trapped in sin and you try to minister to them to help them. They say, what? Well, God loves me. What, are you perfect? Excuse me. Excuse me for being, for you being, so I hope someday I'm as holy as you. People say all that stuff in the church. You ever have anybody talk to you like that? You're trying to help them. You're trying to get them free. You're trying to clear their conscience. And they get, what? What? Oh, so I guess you're perfect. I guess you never make a mistake. Well, huh? And what you're doing is you're resisting freedom. You're resisting deliverance. You're saying, I'm fine the way I am. Get off my back. It's not an issue about, well, God still loves me. Hey, God loves me anyway. You're right. That's not the issue. But look what the thing's doing to you. And that's what God cares about you. He wants the chip off your shoulder. He wants to come in and slip up and wrap around you and make you who He's made you to be. Let him not return back to folly. Why? Because we're sanctified. We're Christians now. It's not a small thing to say, I'm a Christian. It's not some life insurance thing to your soul, thinking, well, at least when I die, I know I'm going to heaven. If you pray a prayer of repentance for that reason, you will do great injustice to this gospel and the will of God. It's a selfish motive. You don't pray the prayer of repentance and salvation so you can go to heaven and not go to hell. You pray it so you can become like Jesus and impact your world. You pray it because you've been separated from God and you want to get right with God. Or it's utterly, totally selfish. And you don't come to God just because your life's a wreck and you're hoping He blesses you and answers your prayer. Or 2 years later, you're asking to miss your own lust and desire and no prayers are answered and you're mad and frustrated with God and you're telling people, well, I tried Christianity and it didn't work for me. There's only one way to come to God. You see you were lost. You see you were separated from God, and you see His incredible love that restored you, and you didn't do anything to be changed. He changed you, and you come back humbly, and you come back purely, and you come back sincerely and say, my God, thank you for being who you are. And all the days of your life, you live for His glory. That's a Christian. If any man says he abides in Him, he ought to conduct himself even as he walked. Do you know that's in your Bible? Matthew 5:48.